What the heck, guys, and welcome back to A Waste of Time, a podcast that's all about wasting your time, which you can clearly see from that introduction. And yes, I just found the autotune software on the program I'm recording the podcast on, so I had to throw a little jazz in there to start the day, start the podcast, because we don't have an intro or an outro yet. We're sort of just starting this podcast from the ground up, so one day we will get that, but until then, you can enjoy my perfect pitch! Okay, that's enough. Oh, stupid Jordan, we're only 20 seconds in and you've already overdone the whole autotune joke. Now no one's gonna listen. Ugh. But yes, let's get right into it. We have a great story to tell today. My name is Jordan. I am an emu. And if you don't understand that reference, it's probably because you haven't listened to the first podcast, so I advise you to listen to this in chronological order because I feel like we're going to get a few inside jokes, a little bit of banter happening, you know. My voice and your ears are going to be best friends, so you better buckle up, guys, because we have a doozy for you. Before I tell you my most embarrassing story ever, let me just break down the feedback from last week's episode. Most of you loved it, which was crazy, but you also got a lot of messages via DM saying, Jordan, this is why a podcast is perfect for you. And I said, why? And they said, because you suck at spelling, you make so many errors in your Instagram captions and your Instagram stories, and you should never write a book. Audiobook, fine. Do an audiobook, do a podcast, but Jordan, you shouldn't write a book. And I said, wow, I take personal offense to that. Yes, I may only be 70% fluent in the English language and my vocabulary may not be that big, but you have no right to send me DMs with constructive feedback. Okay, I can't do anything, but we're just going to move on because we got the podcast to 50th in the iTunes podcast store. Wow, for comedy. So 50th, that's pretty good for a first launch. I really do appreciate everyone that subscribed, followed, and shared because I don't know how a podcast sort of gets shared, but it seems to be happening. So keep doing what you're doing, guys. And if you haven't already subscribed, do so right now. And buckle up because we have a doozy of a story coming in. I haven't really shared this publicly with anyone before, but today we're going to talk about my first ever experience solo traveling and also first time couch surfing. For those who don't know what couch surfing is, basically it's a website where you can stay and get shown around by locals in local areas. They open their homes to you and they let you stay for free. It's just humans are nice, humans do nice things, and I have had a lot of great experiences on this app. And I never really shared this publicly because I'm sort of advocating for people to solo travel and I'm advocating for people to do couch surfing and get out of their comfort zone. And this story sort of scares the heck out of anyone taking that first step. But, you know, the podcast is, it's more of a private community. I feel like you have to be really invested if you're going to get to this section of a podcast. You're not just going to stumble upon this through an Instagram story or something. So I'm going to open up, I'm going to tell you about this experience, and let's get right into it. It was May 2015. Little naive Jordan decided that he wanted to see the world. So he packed up his bags, he jumped on a flight to Hawaii, and he set off on a mission of self-discovery. So 5 years ago, I thought, I'm gonna couch surf, I'm gonna do this properly. And I went to Hawaii, I got to the airport, and there was no Wi-Fi in the airport at the time, and I was freaking out because I was like, I'm never gonna see my family again. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. How do people do this? I had all these anxiety questions running through my mind. But then I was like, you know what? Who cares? It's Hawaii, just chill out, aloha, whatever. I was waiting for the couch surfer. So I organized some couch surfing to stay with this guy and it looked pretty good. The problem with couch surfing is when you first initially start, if you don't have any reviews, because it's a review-based system, not many people want to like hang out with you because they don't trust you. There's no sort of trust there because there's no reviews. So I found this guy. He didn't have many reviews either, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to take the leap of faith here because I don't have reviews. He doesn't have reviews. So we're going to help each other out. He seemed nice via text. He was like a 25-year-old Filipino guy, but he was in the DP. He was surfing in a barrel. So I was like, this guy's surfing in a barrel? This guy's awesome. I'm totally staying with this guy. He is my kind of dude. I get catfished, guys. I get completely catfished. Let me just get into it. So this guy picks me up. I wait for like an hour and a half at the airport thinking, frig, what do I do? There's no Wi-Fi here. I'm screwed. I don't know why the guy was so late, but he eventually comes, picks me up. He shows me out around Hawaii for the whole day. When I first initially got in the car, I was like, hang on, you're Kevin? Kevin the surfer, the guy that's barreling? He's like, yeah, man, that's me. And I was like, well, you're like a 38-year-old Filipino man, and you're looking kind of unfit. I didn't say this out loud, but in my head, I'm like, there's no way this guy's surfing like a barrel, or let alone even running. So I don't know why I got in the car, but I got in the car. He showed me around. He seemed kind of be nice, but I was at this stage a little apprehensive, you know, just trying to like figure this guy out. He shows me around. It was all right. Like we just walked around Waikiki, nothing too extreme. Anyway, I was really tired because I got in at 6 a.m. and I'd spent a whole day. So we get back to his apartment, which I'm thinking I'm going to have like at least like a Lilo or a couch or something. But this guy has nothing. He has literally a box, and in his little apartment box was one bed. One bed. Hang on. What? One bed? Okay, maybe this is just what you do on couch surfing. Maybe you just sleep in the same bed and it's all cool. It was a big bed, like a king size. So I'm like, maybe that's what we do. The guy had a pillow line. He put a pillow line, so I thought, okay, there's a line of pillows blocking my skin from his skin. That's pretty good. And I thought, this is just what you do in couch surfing, because I had no idea. Little naive Jordan decides to go to bed because he's just so tired. There was not even room to question at this stage because I was just so jet lagged. And I was like, I'm just going to go to bed. So I go to bed at like 6 p.m. He sneaks into bed at like, I don't know, like 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And I'm thinking, right now, it's chill. Quickly to paint the picture of the room, it was like a king-size bed in a room that could just fit a king-size bed. Where I was sleeping was between the pillow line and a wall. So the only way I could get out was my feet had a way out. I could go that way to where my feet are and get out. Or if I rolled over, I would hit him. If I rolled the other way, I'd hit the wall. So I was in like a jail. What? a prison cell. A jail cell. Not a jail. I was in what felt like a bit of a prison cell. And things are going all right. I'm just snoozing. And I actually cough. I cough or I sneeze. I do something at like 2 a.m. in the morning that unsettles him. And he goes, oh, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I just coughed. And he's like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. And he's rubbing my back. Like, I don't know, like, can you feel that? Is that better? Is that better? And I'm like, whoa, hang on. Why are you touching my back? And you've just breached the pillow line, which is sacred. Do not breach the... I didn't say that again. I was too scared. But he's rubbing like this. And then he goes lower on my lower back, and I'm like, what? Why is he touching my lower back? I'm freaking out. I don't know what to do in this situation. I'm having existential crisis. Okay, so he starts rubbing my lower back, and I'm like, no, bro, I'm fine. He's like, oh, okay, good night. And then he moves the pillow line, and he comes over, and he snuggles in on my shoulder. So now I am lying in bed with a wall boxing me in, and then a Filipino 38-year-old man that has just catfished his way into my arms. And I'm thinking to myself, whoa, this is definitely not what you do on couch surfing. So I tell the guy, hey, bro, do you mind if you move over just a little? And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, of course, I'm so sorry. And he just rolls over, freaking me out. I didn't sleep the whole night. For the next 4 hours, I just stared at him in case he was going to make any move on me. A few times, I think he saw me staring at him, but it was freaking hectic. Imagine if someone just came up, rubbed your lower back, and then started snuggling to your neck socket. No, that was not happening. That was just, I am not ready for this sort of intimacy, catfish man. So that was the freakiest thing ever. I was meant to go into Waikiki with him. He was going to work the next day. But I said, oh, I'm so tired. I'm just going to stay here. And at 6 o'clock when he left for work, at 6:15, I had my crap in my bag and I was out the door. I don't know what I was going to do, but I wasn't letting that guy, which actually was a gay man, which again, I have no issues with gay men, unless they're trying to get in my pants. So now looking back, I'm like, that is kind of messed up. And I couldn't even give him a bad review on couchsurfing because he would give me a bad review back and my whole couchsurfing career would be done. At this stage, I honestly probably didn't care that it would be done, but holy. I have a pretty vivid imagination, so I see the whole thing from a bird's eye view. If you put a GoPro on the roof and then faced it down, that is my whole, like, imagination. All I see myself, I saw my body. I sort of left my body for a second, looked at myself and was like, you got yourself in a real pickle 12 hours into your 6 months trip. And I was like, yikes, this is not a good start. I could go into more detail, but honestly, I'm getting PTSD just thinking about it. I'm getting like, okay, I'm just gonna shut that down right now. But message to everyone, don't break the pillow line. The pillow line is there for a reason. It's there to stay and it should be a law. It should be illegal to break a pillow line. There was no consent. And that just added to my trust issues, my commitment issues, and now I am just a mess. Okay, 5 years on, I'm still a mess. So I hope you guys appreciate me opening up to you about that. I have obviously many more travel stories, so if you do want to hear more, just let me know, send me a DM, and I will, there are a lot. And I don't know why, do I look gay? I don't know, because I swear I have had more men hit on me than women in my life. I don't know if it's something the way I look or the way I dress or just the way I act, but there is something about me that attracts a certain type of male specimen, and I want to switch that. I don't know if it's my smell, but I need to switch that thing right up because, ladies, I am a freaking bachelor. I'm a freaking catch. You just haven't seen it yet. Okay, you're gonna get to 35 and go, oh, that little Jordan kid, he was actually the best. That's if I don't get swooped up by a 50-year-old man. You know, I'm getting pretty desperate. I admit it. I'm getting pretty desperate. I might even switch codes. I'm 26, still single, never really had a serious relationship in my life, and I'm starting to think about all of my options, okay? So just putting it out. Okay, that's a joke. That's a joke. I'm still looking for a female that actually loves me. Let's switch it up a bit. I want to talk quickly about one other thing that's annoyed me on the internet this week, which is, introverts. Obviously, if you know anything about me, you know I'm an extrovert. Even though I'm recording this in a room alone, isolated from society, yes, I am an extrovert. And I wish I was an introvert for one reason only. Introverts love to drop this as a reason, as an excuse for everything. So like, if I need to go somewhere or someone's wanting to hang out with me, I usually just say, you know, the classic, or I'm busy, or sorry, I'm booked up, I just can't do that right now, or it's, you know, blah, 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 blah. I can't do it because I'm busy. But if you're an introvert, you just say, oh, I can't hang out. Why? Oh, I'm an introvert. I get drained if I hang out with humans. Okay, that's not an excuse. I'm sorry for all the introverts out there, but you can't say that your introvertedness is the reason you don't want to hang out. Just tell them you're busy or some other petty excuse like the rest of the world. You can't use your personality as a justified way to not hang out with someone. Imagine this is why I'm annoyed, because I can't do this. If I was like, oh, hey, Jordan, you want to catch up? Oh, sorry, I'm an extrovert. Yeah, bro, that means that you enjoy hanging out with other people. So it doesn't work, and I'm saying that introverts aren't allowed to use the fact that they're an introvert as a valid excuse to not hang out with someone. All right, I think that's it. That's enough. I've wasted your time enough today. I hope you did enjoy that. But I am an extrovert, and sitting in this room right now is freaking me the heck out. I need people. I need to find humans. I need to get my energy from others. I'm getting so drained right now. So I would love to continue this podcast, but I've just got to go because it's just not working out. Okay, well, I will see you guys in next week's episode. I'm going to post one every single week, so I hope you enjoy this. Share it with a friend, share it with a follower, I don't know, and subscribe, because apparently that helps as well. If you did enjoy this, send me a DM with some affirmations, because we are still early in the learning process. And this week's shout out, yeah, I'm going to do shout outs every week apparently, I just thought of that right now. I'm going to shout out to all of the New Zealanders, that actually messaged me saying that they enjoyed the podcast and they weren't offended in the slightest. You're probably an Australian at heart, so you should jump over the ocean, but I do appreciate you guys. And I promise we will get a really fancy outro thing happening real soon. Until then, have a great week. Remember to live life less seriously and go waste someone else's time. What the heck? Goodbye. Goodbye to all of my friends. Okay, bye.